In October 1949, Chairman Mao made one of the more famous announcements in not just modern Chinese history, but actually global history. He announced that the Chinese people had stood up. And by this he meant that they had thrown off a century or more of humiliation from the outside world. Certainly humiliation as the Chinese saw it, meaning, for instance, that the Chinese had not had sovereignty over their own country, that they had been forced into endless wars, internal battles, that they had been a weak power. He argued that the establishment of his government, the dictatorship of the proletariat, the government of the People's Republic of China under the Chinese Communist Party with him as chairman of the party, was the beginning of a new age. But what was it that had enabled Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao as he became known, to rise to ultimate power and sit in the very centre of the new capital, Beijing, in 1949? After all, just a quarter of a century earlier, in the early 1920s, the Chinese Communist Party had barely been founded. It actually started officially in 1921. It had very few members. They could have fitted into a small boat. And in fact, they did fit into a small boat because part of the First Congress had to hastily move from the house where it was being held because of the fear that the police would be outside to come and arrest them. And instead, they quickly relocated to a pleasure boat in one of the local parks. So clearly, a tiny organisation of really kind of friends sitting together talking about Marxist theory, within less than 30 years, ruled over the most populous nation on earth. Well, the story of how they came to do that has many fascinating twists and turns, and it's well worth reading a good narrative history of China to find out the details of how it happened. But I think it's worth thinking about four key issues, four main themes that underpin that rise to the top between the early 1920s and 1949. And I'll just briefly go over what those were and why they proved so important to the communist victory.